The word of God for our meditation this morning is taken from the epistle lesson, Romans or Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through verse 17. Finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. This is the word of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The position of pastor carries a lot of honor with it, and rightly so, because it is a calling by God himself to care for the souls that he's given his own life to redeem. But there are many temptations which befall the men who hold this high calling. Many of you today will have that calling someday soon. And not the least of those temptations is the inclination that to think, because of the honor shown, the office which you will hold, that the pastor is in control. Control of everything, including his own life. That the training that you have received, and after a while the experience and insights which you gain, are going to enable you to deal with any problem that the congregation or indeed the whole world can muster against you. There's a temptation to think of your position of one in which you simply guide and direct the affairs of your family or your congregation as they interact with one another. In other words, it's a temptation to forget that it is God's word and his sacraments that you have been given to administer, and that it is against the devil and all of his angels and his power that you are at war with. The devil does not fight simply the ignorance and weaknesses of men. He has this world under siege and would take it all into hell with himself. And so some kind of self-centered and simplistic ministry of a pious administrator is going to soon end in disaster if that is where you think the office of the ministry is all about. As our text says today, we wrestle against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness. And the battles that you fight and the battles that your congregation members fight aren't exactly what they seem. Though your antagonists have flesh and blood, your real foes are the spirits of darkness and great wickedness. The agony of shattered marriages that you will have to deal with, the bitterness of the vengeful wounded in your congregation, the smug arrogance of ignorance, are all examples not of flesh and blood that you war against, but against spiritual warfare which is directed at the life of the church. To stand against these wiles of the devil, You will need more than simply a good education. Reason, charisma, empathy, psychology, hard work, none of these are going to save either your soul or your members from death. We need the power of God's might to withstand these forces of wickedness and overcome them. In other words, it is life in Christ. Spiritual well-being, both of your own and your families and of the congregation which God entrusts to you, are accomplished by God's word and his sacraments, and them alone. It is God's word, which heals, which nurtures, which strengthens, which empowers, and which overcomes. It is his sacrament which grants us release from our sin and from the grasp of the devil and his wicked foes. We are made holy and righteous with the power of the eternal and almighty God as we take the body and blood that was shed for us that we might be forgiven of our sin and not held accountable to it anymore. For this reason, then, take up the whole armor of God so that you will be able to resist. The weapons that you have are both offensive and defensive and totally awesome. They are offensive in that they offend many times. The truth is rarely popular. Righteousness is scorned, but both of these are invincible. God's word is truth. It brought you into being and this entire universe. The righteousness that you have is that of Jesus Christ himself who died. The word of God is the sword. It is the truth which overcomes the light which shines into every dark corner to overcome the spirits of evil and darkness. And it brings salvation and hope and release and life. The word of God is the sword which overcomes the powers of wickedness and gives salvation to both you and your flock. Faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior is the good news that the battle is won and the victory is yours. And it is your congregation's. You have overcome. Through the Holy Spirit, the apostle says, and through prayer, God would have you to persevere for all the saints, but persevere in the armor that he has given you, his word and faith. The battle is going to be brutal, and it's going to hurt, and it's going to be treacherous, but you have the victory. You have forgiveness of your sin and life through the Spirit of truth, and you have it to give away to all who are similarly oppressed. Brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.